Education is a single transcendental act which lifts humanity's eyes above the dirt.
The Breakfast Buffet on 95BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.
And hopefully we have a Jamie on the line.
You do have a Jamie on the line.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Not too bad, Zoe. And Anika, how you doing?
Good. Anika does the Morning Glory show on Wednesdays at BFM, so she's taking over for Rachel today.
What's Rachel doing?
She's just having a little break.
We all need a break. I just had that month off. It was marvellous.
That's right. How are you finding being back?
Great. This is my, fourth week since the 4th of November.
Oh, true. Back in the swing of it, though?
Back in the swing of it. Always, man. Always. Loving it.
Goodness.
Loving it.
The 4th of November seems like so long ago.
Sorry, what was that, Jamie?
How are things up in the big smoke?
We're good. We're in red, just like everyone else. But there's still stuff going on. There are some spaced out gigs happening in venues around Auckland this weekend. I'm going to go check out an amazing artist, Jasmine Mary, who is playing at Whammy.
Yes.
What are things looking like down in Dunedin?
We had a few touring acts that were supposed to come through this weekend, but they've pulled the pin.
Yeah.
But, you know, as they do. But it's Otipote. It's Dunedin. There's plenty of music going on locally anyway. So all the big venues, of which there aren't many left anymore, as you well know, have shows on this weekend. Saturday night, I'll be heading down to Inchbar to see Laney Blue play, which is a great little band who have just reformed after the principal songwriter spending a bit of time in Melbourne but coming back during the last lockdown. So happy to have them back in town. And it's Goha gig, so it's always good.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
There's heaps of good music making happening down there, though, even though the gigging is a little bit harder.
Always. But I guess that's the one little blessing in disguise under this whole COVID thing.
Has
been people have had a lot of time to do a bit of writing and recording in whatever ways they do that during lockdown. So there is the plethora, really, of music coming out of Otipote at the moment, and I expect it's the same up there.
Totally. I find it so interesting, artists either writing to process COVID and everything, or just writing totally escapist music that has nothing to do with the pandemic, and both are really, really cool to listen to.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what actually comes out in terms of bands that have kind of just existed in that space that never played a live show. I mean, I'm sure there's been... I'm talking to a band later on the show today, East York, who formed in lockdown over in Melbourne. And I think they've only played a handful of shows in the 2.5 years they've been together. But they've put out a whole bunch of tracks, so it's quite interesting to see if we'll get much in the same way here in Aotearoa.
How are you guys operating down at Radio 1 at the moment with Red Light? Are you people still coming into the studio, or is it more at-home shows?
We've got our plans in place, but they're not really going to kick in until Omicron makes it the dirty little face. Which won't be far, because there's a lot of you coming down south soon to come to university here, so no doubt you bring it with you. Thank you, Auckland.
We're doing our best up here.
I know. So at the moment, I've got a live to air next week. I've had a few interviewees in this week, so that's good. I mean, I like the face-to-face.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what's the track that you've picked for us today?
The one and only Koizilla make a great return with the SRN Awards big winners, the Night Lunch.
Yes, they had such a huge year last year.
They did indeed, massive. And I implore everyone to quickly go out there after our respective shows are finished and check out their little promo for 2022, which you'll find on YouTube for Night Lunch. It's quite funny. But Koizilla and Night Lunch put out a split EP, and they kind of belong together, to be honest. But I've picked a Koizilla track. It's called Grouchland. It's a very big track. It's a bit of a roller coaster. It's got twists and turns, ups and downs. It covers the whole spectrum. So it's really enjoyable. So I think the audience up there will really like it.
Very nice.
And what do we got?
We have a beautiful Christoph El Truento song for you. It is... I've lost it. You'll know what it is, though. You can introduce it.
Yeah, it's Morning Thunder with Lucky Lance. And
here we go.
Thanks, Jamie. Awesome. Well, it's so good to touch base with you.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
Always a pleasure. Never a chore.
All right. Talk soon, Jamie.
All right. Cheers.
Bye.
Right. Here is that track now. Morning Thunder.
All right, let's listen to the track that Radio 1's Jamie Green picked for us. It's Koizilla with Grouchland.
Togetherness, you know?
The Breakfast Buffet on 95 BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.